Good morning. A round of light snow coated the ground across a large part of interior New York and New England overnight. Most places saw that coating up to an inch or two, especially from the I-90 corridor and Greater Capital District north into northern parts of New York and New England. While to the south, a few rain and snow showers did fall overnight, but most of the precipitation south of I-90 has diminished and turned to a few rain showers, with temperatures a bit above freezing. Now, there is still some snow going on, especially across the Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, and most of Vermont and northern parts of Massachusetts. In these areas, we run the risk of a little bit of more snow as we get into the morning drive, and parts of these areas could pick up another coating up to an inch or two, especially across the higher terrain as we get deeper into the day. A frontal system will pass through the region. It's responsible for this precipitation, and as it tracks to the east and off the coast, a strong northwesterly wind flow will develop this afternoon. The wind at times will gust over 40 and even up to 50 miles per hour across the region, driving in colder air. Temperatures will start off by reaching the upper 30s to around 40, but then drop this afternoon after the front passes quickly back through the 30s and into the 20s. The Arctic air will also produce some scattered snow showers through the end of the day and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, skies will clear out and temperatures will continue to fall, most places reaching the single digits and lower teens on average for overnight lows. High pressure will build in overnight as well and dominate the weather for the day on Friday. Skies will be mostly sunny to finish the work week. It'll remain breezy and very cold with highs back into the lower 20s. This will set the stage for the next storm system to approach for the weekend. On Saturday, it'll be dry to start off with thickening clouds. Then snow will develop from west to east through the early to mid part of the afternoon. The snow will be steady, but mostly light to moderate through the afternoon and evening hours and add up to at least a few inches by midnight. High temperatures on Saturday will reach into the middle and upper 20s. Overnight Saturday night, temperatures will climb toward freezing, and from about I-90 and Point South, a little rain will mix with the snow by sunrise on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday morning will reach the lower 30s. A few more inches of snow are possible, especially north of I-90 on Sunday morning before precipitation winds down, and it will become mostly cloudy and windy on Sunday afternoon with scattered snow showers as temperatures drop once again. Even colder air will flow into the region Sunday night and for the day on Monday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs on Martin Luther King Jr. Day will be in the lower 20s. It'll remain dry, breezy, and cold on Tuesday with highs in the teens to around 20 and with mostly sunny skies only back into the lower to mid-20s on Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate snow and 16 degrees on a southwest wind at 16 gusting to 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility in light snow and fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.79 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy in the upper 40s, Boston partly sunny and windy with scattered rain showers in the mid 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 38, that's 16 degrees above normal. Trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow, still just 8/10 of an inch for the month up until midnight, which is 7.9 inches below normal, and 31 inches for the year, which is 5.5 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 62 set in 1995, and the record low 16 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:47 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow showers today, early highs in the mid-30s with temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and becoming windy today with a few rain showers and highs in the mid-40s, temperatures falling late this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with rain and snow showers today, early highs in the lower to mid-30s with temperatures falling into the 20s this afternoon. Cloudy and windy with snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, becoming windy with rain and snow showers today, highs in the upper 30s early with temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with a few rain and snow showers early today with highs near 40, then temperatures falling this afternoon. Cloudy and windy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, thickening clouds Saturday morning, then snow in the afternoon and evening into the night as well, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 20s. Rain and snow showers Sunday morning, then windy and turning colder with afternoon snow showers mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday, lower 20s. Breezy and cold in the teens to around 20 Tuesday, and mostly sunny lower to mid-20s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.